لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان العين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله آل الله. لا سيما بقية الله والعنة الله على أعدائهم عاد الله من يوم هذا إلى لقاء الله. أما بعد، قال الله في كتاب حكيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: من يهد الله فهو مهتد ومن يضلل فأولئك هم الخاسرون. صدق الله العلي العظيم. مؤمنين، we are continuing سورة الأعراف. The verse I recited is verse number 178. Translation goes like that: whoever Allah guides is rightly guided, and whoever He leads astray, it is they who are the losers. The real guidance comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If somebody, you know, like, there is a guarantee. If somebody else is guiding you, is not the true guidance, but the real guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This means from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Imam Tahari. There's a real guidance, and other guidance are fake. And the real misguidance, if Allah wants to misguide somebody, then nobody can be guided. That comes from us, from Allah's word. And Allah is just. Allah does things according to what is right. Allah knows our heart. Allah knows what is deep in our heart, and Allah has wisdom for everything. You know, Allah is merciful, Allah is kind, Allah has patience, and whatever he does with his wisdom. So we should always pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us towards the right path. Prophet should always pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah don't leave me on myself for a minute, for a moment even. Just you guide me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what we should do, that to ask Allah's guidance, Allah's assistance, Allah's help for everything what we do in life. Now Allah talks about the people who were lost guidance. And who are these people? Allah says, لَقَدْ دَعْنَا لِي جَهَنَّمْ كَثِيرٌ مِنَ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسِ لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا لَهُمْ أَعْيُنٌ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ آذَانٌ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا أُولَئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامُ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلُّ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْغَافِلُونَ. Suddenly we have created for hell many of the jinn and humans. They have hearts with which they do not understand, and they have eyes with which they do not see, and they have ears with which they do not hear. They are like hell. Rather, they are more astray. It is they who are the heedless. You know, Mizan gave a very good example for this explanation of this verse, that if carpenter wants to build a door, he takes some woods. Then out of wood, he'll make the door. Many wood will be discarded while he's building from those woods. Some wood will be fit to the door and other will be in the garbage, right? So every wood did not have capacity to become the door. Same is the human being, you know. Allah invited everybody towards perfection, to know Him, to know his real goal of his life, to follow Allah's command and to his worship. And he invited everybody equally. But everybody didn't go to reach that level, you know. Many got discarded just like those pieces of wood, because they did not have capacity to go there. Now the question comes, that is Allah not just that they didn't have capacity? No, that's not the case. Allah says in Quran that I do not give anybody more than they can bear, okay? Everybody promised Allah before they came here to this world that we will take the trust and we will believe you in unseen. But how they lost the capacity here? Because of their worldly desires, okay? Okay. They were more inclined, they had a brain, but they didn't think to contemplate about the universe. They had everything, but they didn't use it. Right? They just got involved in worldly things, and what was there for their immediate gratification. Right? So what happened, that they tuned themselves to the immediate gratification just like animals, and they didn't ponder with their brain which Allah gave them, right? And they start sinning so much because they were just involved in the lust for everything which you have in this world. They were ready for just immediate gratification. So what happened? What then they did that, when they didn't ponder, they sinned, Allah made their hard heart. Because of, in return to their sins, there is a cause and effect. Their heart became harder. They couldn't understand from their heart. Their ear could not hear. Their eyes could not see. They became like cattle, worse than cattle. What cattle do? Cattle are busy in eating and mating, right? That's what the cattle know, right? Same thing, same way they became like it, eating and mating. Just get all kind of lust involved and be happy with that, and in return they become even worse than cattle, because cattle is programmed to be like that. A human is not programmed to be like that. Human is programmed to become spiritual, right? To understand their higher purpose of life, why they are here. So they became worse than cattle because of their worldly desires. وَلِلَّهِ أَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَادْعُوا بِهَا وَذَرُوا الَّذِينَ يُلْحِدُونَ فِي أَسْمَائِهِمْ سَيُجْزَوْنَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. To Allah belong the best names, so supplicate Him by them, and abandon those who commit sacrilege in His name. Soon they shall be requited for what they used to do. Now this verse, all beautiful names belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Quran has 99 names of Allah, which shows His attributes, right? Right? Allah is Alim, right? Allah is Rahman, right? Allah is Rahim, right? Allah is Razik, right? 99 names, all are His beautiful attributes, right? So Allah says, call me with my names. When we call Him, not His names, okay? You have to understand. Name, Allah's name and Allah is not separate. They all shows Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? Allah's Zat, Allah's holy essence, nobody can understand, right? Nobody can understand Allah's holy essence. That's Allah, right? But these attributes help us to understand to some degree Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To really get understanding of some degree of understanding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? That Allah has these attributes, right? Our purpose of life is to get those attributes in our life which Allah has, because they are all beautiful attributes, right? That we should be Kareem, we should be Rahim, we should be merciful, we should be patient, we should have knowledge, you know, like Alim, right? We should be Adil, right? We should be just all these things. Our purpose of life is to get His names in our character, so that we come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that Allah can become, Allah will hoping that Allah will accept in His holy ancestors, in His mercy. He'll take us in His mercy. That's the whole purpose. Further Allah says, so supplicate Him by the name and abandon those who commit sacrilege to His names. Who does sacrilege to His names? Like atheist. How do they sacrilege to His name? Like an atheist will say that, oh, Allah is not the creator. Nature is the creator. They attribute everything to nature, not to Allah. Right? That's the sacrilege to His name. And then polytheists do sacrilege. How? They have created different gods with these different characteristics, right? Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh, you know, like all these, everywhere in the world, they have created different gods with these all different attributes, which are not real God. They have created those gods. So that is sacrilege to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even some people did sacrilege to His name by attributing those names to the prophets, like what Christians did, that they said that Allah is one of the three, right? And they gave those attributes to Jesus also, right? One of the three. So this is the thing that we should be careful. Imam Sadiq al-Salam says that by Allah, we are Allah's beautiful names. Now, sorry, sir. By Allah, we are Allah's beautiful names. What does it mean? That when you see Imam, then you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because they're Allah's proof. When you see their patience, you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala patience. When you see ilm, their ilm, you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ilm. When you see their wisdom, you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wisdom, right? You see their mercy. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is rahmatul lil alamin, right? He is mercy to the whole universe. When you see his mercy, you see remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy, right? And that's why we call Allah Ali, Aynullah, Wajullah, Yadullah, right? Just to, so that we can remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through them, right? And our purpose is to adopt those attributes. وَمِمَّنْ خَلَقْنَا أُمَّتُي يَحْدُونَ بِالْحَقِّ وَبِهِ يَعْدِلُونَ. And among those we have created are a nation who guide by the truth and do justice thereby. So there are two groups. One group is a misguided group. And Allah says, to whom I want to misguide. And the other one is a guided group. And who are the guided group? They are a small number, very small number, but there is a group. And what is it? Among those we have created a nation who guide by the truth and do justice thereby. They guide by truth and do justice thereby. So Imam Babal says that is us, Al-Bayt. And then Prophet says regarding this verse, there is a group among my nation who persists with the truth until the Jesus son of Mary descends when he descends. That's the Prophet says. Imam Ali says that this nation will divide into 73 sects, 72 will be in the hell and one will be in the paradise. Those are the ones who God has described, and Mullah Ali recited this verse. And then Mullah said, they are me and my father Shia, who belong to this group. Now we have to understand. We should ask ourselves, are we those Shias who can be in that group? Yeah. And there is a group which will go to heaven. You know, somebody asked Imam Raza Alayhi Salaam, he said, I am a Shia of Mullah Ali. Then he didn't talk to him for 3 days, you know. He didn't answer, and then 4 days Imam Raza explained who are the Shias, you know. Shias are, he said, Shias of Ali are Shia, Ali are Hussein and Hassan and Salman and Mirdad. So, the gist is there. We have to try our best now, my brothers and sisters, to become true Shia, Qadr Karam. Now you say, it is impossible for us. Then we always remember Ghadir. Thaqalain, the two heavy loads which we agreed to take. Now you'll say, we cannot take this load because too heavy. No, it is not too heavy because Allah says, La yukrifu nafsan illa usaha. I don't give anybody more than he can bear. Allah knows that we can bear it. We cannot go away from our covenant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we will not be saved by saying that on the judgment day, that we couldn't bear it. We take the covenant because Jews and Christians could not do their covenant, brothers and sisters. We have to take this covenant and take the burden of Ahlul Bayt, Quran and Ahlul Bayt. And it's not a burden when you take it. It becomes a happiness, brothers and sisters. You think that on the night of 10 Muharram, those who were Imam, it was burden for them, they were so happy. Imam showed them everybody their place in the paradise. They're eager to give up their life because it's not really burden. These are really the happiness of the life. Quran and Al-Bayt. Once you go into it, you see the happiness. Apparently looks burden, but inside is just blazing some of Allah. Allah would have. When we have siddh, we have ikhlas for these burdens, these become, Allah makes it easy and makes us pleasure. The one who are Hafiz Quran, they enjoy memorizing Quran all day. Why? Because Allah helps them. Allah lifts the curtain from their heart. They see the heaven. The Hafiz Quran or who memorize Quran. Allah and angel descend to their heart. Same way who follow Ahlul Bayt, Allah and angel descend to their heart. It doesn't become any more burden, brothers and sisters. Only thing is that we honest, Allah has helped. Allah says, to whom I guide. So we ask Allah guide us through that. وَالَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا سَنَسْتَدْرِجِهِمْ وَالَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا سَنَسْتَدْرِجِهِمْ تدرجوهم من حيث لا يعلمون. And for those who deny our sign, we will draw them imperceptibly into ruin, where they do not know. So the one who deny Allah's sign, Allah take them to ruin, and they don't even feel it that they are going through ruin, right? And Allah says, وَأُمْلِي لَهُمْ إِنَّ كَيْدِي مَتِينٌ. And I'll grant them the respite, for my devising is indeed sure. It's called istitraj. What is that istitraj? You know, Allah gives you respite, but this respite is full of Allah's way of taking towards them to destruction. Why Allah wants to take them to destruction? Because they did not Allah's signs. They were arrogant. Their heart was total in this world. So what Allah does? And Mizan explains that. What Allah does with these people is that He takes away the pleasure of afterlife. They are all pleasure in this world. And all their hopes and desire in this world. Okay? Their hope and desire is their bank balance, stocks, markets, children's education, their houses, their cars, their health insurance, their life insurance. And that's what makes them happy. And their long life. That's why you hear these all Puritis, Kuffar, and Munafiqin, all day they talk about stocks and all they talk about how to live long. Okay? You will not hear anything else from them. And when they lose it, they cry so much. So what Allah does to them, that Allah takes away their heart from the real afterlife and put their heart in this world because of their behavior. And what happens to them? Because all these things which they are here are very transitionary, which Imam says in Nizul Balagha, this world betrays you every day, right? So they are always full of anxiety, always nervous. This got lost, stocks went down, health got bad, bad news came from the children. And every time they are angry and anxious and depressed, that's why they become addicted, they become violent, they fight. Jails are full, mental hospitals are full, because of all this which Allah does to them. Because as a believer, Allah puts his heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in afterlife, so he is always in patience, He looks for his heaven, right? And he is in complete serenity, Nafs al-mutmainna. And these people become anxious and very disturbed people. That's what Allah says about this verse. That's what Allah does to them. أَوَلَمْ يَتَفَكَّرُوا مَا بِصَاحِبِهِمْ مِنْ جِنَّةٍ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا نَذِيرٌ مُبِينٌ. Before I go to this verse, let me recite some hadith from Imam Tahirin about the verse I recited. Okay, then I'll go to the end of this verse. Imam Sadiq says, when a servant sins, if God wants good for him, the servant, he sends a punishment for them and makes them remember, ask forgiveness. Means if a servant does wrong, and Allah loves him, Allah sends the punishment. So he asks forgiveness. And this Allah loves this person. And when a servant sins, if God wants evil for the servant, he sends a bounty to make him persist with that sin and forget to ask forgiveness. Yo. Istitraj, So we ask Allah's refuge. Then Allah guide us and not put among one when who is just involved in the world and Allah does not look at him, but send bounty even sinning. It is very scary, brothers and sisters. That's why the believers, when they are always happy, always and nothing hardship is coming, should wonder, what's happening to him? Do I belong to that class of people who Allah is just taking me into ruin? Azallah. So we should always ponder on ourselves, how Allah is treating us. That's why for the believer, in every 40 years some hardship comes. That's the believer, Allah loves him. Because his mind goes towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and repents, That's how it is. So that's why Imam Sadiq says, one hour of contemplation is better than one night of standing in prayer. And the Mullah explained this. It is to stop when you pass by a ruined place or house and say, where are your residents? Where are your builders? How come you don't speak? That's how you should ponder this word. أولم يتفكروا ما بصاحب من جنة إن هو إلا نذير مبين. Have you not reflected that there is no madness in their companion and he is just a manifest warner? You know, because they used to accuse Prophet that Mazallah is madness now. So Allah says that don't you ponder that he has no madness, he is just a manifest warner. Because all his life he was with them. Till the age of 40, he didn't declare he's a prophet, but he always talked everything with full of wisdom. He had the best behavior, and he was Amin and Sadiq. He was so honest. So how could they accuse him like that? Because he never behaved like that. When he called for Allah, he called him to be madman. Especially at one night in Mecca, he went to the mountain of Safa, and he was all night there calling people of Mecca towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they said, he is gone, mazallah crazy. So Allah says, don't you think that he is not mad? أَوَلَمْ يَنْزُرُونَ فِي مَلُكُوتُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ وَأَنْ عَسَى أَنْ يَكُونُوا قَدْ اقْتَرَبَ أَجَلُهُمْ فَبِأَيِّ حَدِيثٍ بَعْدَهُ يُؤْمِنُونَ. Have they not contemplated the dominions of heavens and earth and whatever things Allah has created, and that maybe their time has already drawn near? So what discourse will they believe after this, when the death is come? Allah is saying, have you not pondered the dominions of heavens and earth? Huh? And what are things Allah has created? And then wonder that my time of death is near, then when and what discourse they will believe after this? May they not believe. Means you have seen all your life, everything Allah has created in the universe, right? Heaven and moon and earth and day and night, changes and creation of human being and animals and vegetables, and after all that, and if you not ponder, when you will get faith, when your death time is near? That's how it is. That's why we pray to Allah that Allah doesn't think you as like cattle or worse than cattle, that you are not just wondering and a death comes. No? Especially what Mizan says is to connect the dots. What are the connecting dots? When you see all these things, you see moon and sun and everything and beautiful world, universe going in a proper fashion, you should connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is one power who is controlling all this, and that's my Lord, the Lord of the universe. That is the thing Allah is telling you, to have faith in Him by seeing all these wonderful signs. May yudhillahu fala hadi lahu wa يَذَرُهُمْ فِي تُغْيَانِهِمْ يَحْمَهُونَ. And whom Allah leads astray has no guide, and He leaves them bewildered in their rebellion. So Allah is repeating what He said before in different words, that to Allah astray has no guide and leave them in their تُغْيَان, rebellion. Who is arrogant, rebellion, Allah leaves them alone. Allah leaves them alone because of their heart have become hardened. يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ السَّاعَةِ أَيَّانَ مُرْسَاهَا قُلْ إِنَّمَا عِلْمَهُ عِنْدَ رَبِّي لَا يُجَلِّيهَا لِوَقْتِهَا إِلَّا هُوَ ثَقُلَتْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَا تَأْتِيكُمْ إِلَّا بَغْتَةً يَسْأَلُونَكَ كَأَنَّكَ حَفِيفٌ عَنْهَا قُلْ إِنَّمَا عِلْمُهَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. They question you concerning the hour, then will it set in? Say, its knowledge is only with my Lord. None except Him shall manifest it at its time. It will weigh heavy on the heavens and the earth. It will not overtake you, but suddenly they ask you if you were in the know of it. Say, its knowledge is only with Allah. But the most people do not know. So they used to ask Prophet Muhammad, where is the judgment coming? When is judgment coming, right? So Allah says, it's knowledge only with Allah. And nobody knows His time but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And said, it will be heavy on heavens and earth. Meaning excellent. Why it will be heavy on heavens and earth when judgment day comes? Because everything will be destroyed on the heavens and earth on the judgment day. That's why it's heavy on them. It will take them suddenly. Then say it's knowledge. Then they ask if you were in the know of it. They used to say, Prophet, did you do any research? When is coming, right? Say it's knowledge only with Allah. Allah again said, Prophet, to say that is with Allah. By saying that it's only Allah knows, shows Prophet's knowledge. That he knows that only with Allah, not with me. I am Allah's servant only. Allah gives me the knowledge, what he wants to give me, what he does not give me, doesn't give me. This shows Prophet's humbleness. Say it's knowledge only with Allah, but most people do not know. Most people do not know. And this is the thing that, brothers and sisters, we have to have the heart which can contemplate. We should have the eye which can see. Basira, we should have the ear which can hear Allah's call of pain. Because the judgment is going to come and suddenly, and we have all be in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should have that. We should pray to Allah, let Allah open our heart, open our eyes. This eye to see this world, but we should have the eye which can see the hereafter. We should have ear, we should not hear just around us, but hear Allah's call, the call of death which is going to come. Our eyes should see the afterlife, our ear should hear Allah's verses and angels call. We should have the Furqan to differentiate between the call of a shaitan and call of Rahman. That's how we should be, and that comes with the contemplation. 1 hour contemplation is better than praying all night, right? Imam said, we should have contemplation, ponder the Quran, especially in Ayyam Azhar. We should do more, because this is time of Ayyam Azhar when we cry for Hussain alayhi salam. We see how him and his companion sacrificed everything in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Are we ready to suffer sacrifice, or we just love this world? We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we follow the path of Imam Hussain alayhi salam, so that when Imam comes, we can be his helper. Allah, 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 All